Our story today is called Make the Most of Your Time by Alan Smith. Zig Ziglar, well-known motivational speaker, tells the story about a thief who was robbed. The incident took place back in 1887 in a small neighborhood grocery store when a middle-aged gentleman, Emmanuel Ninger, gave the assistants that day at the store a $20 note to pay for the turnip greens he was purchasing. When the assistant placed the notes in the cash drawer, she noticed some of the ink from the 20 came off on her hands, which were wet from wrapping the turnip greens. She had known Mr. Ninger for years and was shocked. She pondered, is this man giving me a counterfeit $20 bill? She dismissed the thought immediately and gave him his change, but $20 was a lot of money in those days, so she notified the police, who, after procuring a search warrant, went to Emmanuel Ninger's home, where they found in his attic the tools he was using to reproduce the counterfeit $20 notes. They found an artist's easel, paintbrushes, and paints, which Ninger was using to meticulously paint the counterfeit money. He was a master artist. The police also found three portraits that Ninger had painted, paintings that sold at public auction for a little over $16,000. The irony was it took him almost as much time to paint a $20 note as it did to paint those portraits, which sold for more than $5,000 each. We are shocked that someone would waste their time doing something so foolish when they had the opportunity to do something so valuable. But aren't we all guilty of the same thing? Think for a moment about how you spend your time, how you spent it yesterday or last week. Think of the hours wasted doing things that were unimportant or maybe even destructive. Time which could have been spent developing your relationship with God and helping others. We have each been given a gift by God of 1,440 minutes every day. In terms of time, no one is any richer than anyone else, for we all get exactly the same amount. And like the manna of the Hebrews in the wilderness, none of those minutes can be stored up and used the next day. They must and will be used on the day they were given. But how we use those minutes is our choice. Choose wisely. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.